This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in the GLBTI, the contribution that trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those that are no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
Good morning. You are on Joy 94.9 and you're with Kurt, Michelle and Megan and Andrea today, and we're doing a special for Transgender Day of Remembrance, which is today, the 20th of November. And we've got a packed show today. How are you, everyone?
Hello, everyone. Yeah, hello. We have an absolute packed show today, so we're really looking forward to it. So we're actually going to be with you guys until 12 o'clock today. So when it comes to lunchtime, like, we're out of here. But yeah, so we're going to be here to 12 o'clock today talking about Transgender Day of Remembrance. So we do have a number of wonderful guests actually coming into the show, so we're really looking forward to it. And remembering really what Transgender Day of Remembrance is about, and that's remembering the people who are no longer with us.
That's right. And I also want today to be positive and uplifting and high spirits for everyone who's listening today and everyone out there who can relate to our community, either if you're transgender, if you're an ally, if you're intersex, if you're gender diverse, gay or lesbian.
We always have fun
with our show. So our show's normally on Tuesday nights, and we just have a hoot and a holler.
I'm surprised. I'm looking at the sun going, oh my God, there is a view from the studio.
We can actually see during the day.
So we're the Transpositions team, and we do our trans show every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Make sure you're listening then. And Andrea is actually our podcast. How are you today, Andrea?
Oh, really well.
It's great that you're here today to join us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
That's nice.
She's thrown up too.
Yeah. We love the podcasts that you do for us, Andrea, on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Now, coming up today, we do have a list of fantastic guests, and I've also got a few messages that people have given me that they want me to read out today. We've got some lovely pop songs organised by Chris, who's on panel today. It's going to be great. Also, Michelle, you're organising something to do with selfies.
Oh, I want to have fun with this today. Look, the day can get kind of dull, you know, not dull, but I mean, it can get a bit sort of, you know,
a bit sad.
It's
sometimes
a bit sad. Talking about, you know, some suicides and talking about stats. And there's a lot we're going to be talking about today. But the thing is, I want to have some fun. And we brought our attention to the Ally Project the other day. And the Ally Project is around what makes an ally. I mean, it's a project aimed at encouraging allyship in with transgender and gender diverse people. So today I thought it'd be a great day to go and really push in the head. Let's have some fun with it. So everyone who's listening, we're going to be going and taking selfies with everyone, talking heaps of selfies here. And we want to hashtag the Ally Project, and that's hashtag ALLYPROJECT. And hashtag TDOR as well. And let's just have some fun and bring some awareness to it today. Get on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, and bear with me. My voice has just gone to just hell.
It's sexy. You know what? It's just like, yeah, I was about to say, it's like a really sexy voice. Michelle's got going here. This sexy husky voice. I'm liking it.
So let's have some fun with it today. Awesome. We're going to be doing it. We want you to do it. We just want to see this thing just light up today.
Yeah. Excellent. We know how much you love selfies, Michelle. And Megan.
We got you to do it today. Come on.
I did it on a packed train.
We got you to do a selfie in the packed train. So think between Michelle, Kurt and myself, is we just have this banter which goes on like in Facebook just between the three of us, and we finally got Kurt to send us a selfie on the train. That's a big thing.
It was
Kurt.
Really discreet though. It was kind of like double chin, because I was like
yeah, there was that double chin. I did notice that.
They're tucking down, no one can see me take a selfie. But the thing is, people don't realize that, especially us as trans, like, we're going through so much change. We change weekly, we change daily, we're changing our style, we're changing our makeup, we're doing so much that the selfies help us help remind us of where we're going, where we've been. Well, I look back to the selfies I took back in October last year, and I'm looking, going, what the hell was I thinking? And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm seeing so much better. So it seems annoying, and I know people's probably stopped following my feed because of the amount of selfies I have, but It helps us. It's therapy. And so what we're going to do is have fun with it today.
Yeah.
Excellent. Absolutely. So make sure you get your phones out, take your snaps. We will be looking forward to your messages. If you have any questions for us or if you'd like to send out a message or a tribute to anyone, please SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Or you can also message us or email us, I should say, at onair@joy.org.au.
Excellent. And Megan, do you want to tell us a little bit briefly about what is Transgender Day of Remembrance? So everyone's calling it TDOR, so I think we'll probably call it that today.
TDOR.
TDOR.
TDOR. Yeah.
TDOR. Sounds like a pop singer's name or something.
Is it a pop singer? Really? No. Looking at it, it's really quite an important day, TDOR, because it actually came about out of remembrance of a trans woman of colour in the US who actually was murdered back in 1998. So really, TDOR really started in 1999 when they started remembering her, really remembering the dead who actually did die either through violence but also through suicide and through their own hand as well. So it's really about taking a moment and taking some time to really reflect and understand but really appreciate transgender people as well and the struggles that we actually do have with being trans. So every year, November 20, we do actually celebrate I shouldn't say celebrate, but we remember those who have passed with Transgender Day of Remembrance. Well, so it's actually quite an important event for us.
We live in times that are more sensitive than ever to hatred, bias-based violence, especially since the events of September 11th. So things are so much more escalated now. And a day like this is just, you know, amazing that we can just take that time to say, hey, this is what's actually happening. We are here, you know, and we just want your help.
That's right. We want your love.
Just a little bit of understanding.
Understanding. I think really understanding is really the big thing because like being trans, it is not easy by any stretch of the imagination because you have so many internal issues that you need to work with. So it's really important that she's really trying to understand how difficult it is for somebody trans to go back into society and really have the courage and the whatchamacallit, so to speak, to go out there and present themselves as their affirmed gender actually as to who they are internally. So it really is an important thing.
Excellent. Well, next up, we have got Ina in the studio, and Ina's from the group Alphabet Soup, and we have met Ina before on Transpositions on Tuesday nights, so I'm looking forward to that. You're on our Day of Remembrance on Joy 94.9, and today is TDOR, is what we're calling it, Trans Day of Remembrance, and you're with Kurt, Michelle, and Megan, and we have Andrea in the studio, and we're the Transpositions team, and our first guest today is the lovely Ina, who you've all met before. How are you, Ina?
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
How are you, Ina?
Not too bad. It's always a sad time this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And look, you know, it's such an important day for us to reflect upon all of those who actually are no longer with us. And I suppose from our perspective, obviously wanting to sort of share this story with everyone else, I just want to get an idea of really what TDOR actually means to you.
Yeah, look, it's one of those times where you'd sit and contemplate. I like to sit in a nice quiet spot and just think about all those ones who have lost their lives. You know, we hear figures like 1,800, this sort of figure over since 08. Mm. And it doesn't mean much. But if you think of a township, say like Owen, 1,000 people live there. Now, think of that being wiped out plus an extra third on top of that. You know, that's terrible. Why? Because we can't help ourselves.
Yeah, look, the statistics are pretty sort of crazy when you think about it. I think we're probably going to talk about the stats a little bit later on, but really, in terms of like with transgender people, there was a study which was done and reported upon by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and also the Williams Institute, which indicated around about 41% of transgender people actually had attempted to commit suicide, which is quite an alarming figure. And the question is ultimately out of that as to how many have actually been successful as well with actually attempting to commit suicide. But it's also not only just the suicide as well, it's also the violence against transgender people as well. You know, we see it domestically and we also see it overseas as well, where a lot of people actually are murdered for pretty much just being trans, really. There's nothing wrong with being trans, as far as I'm concerned.
When you consider it, we don't ask to be trans.
Yeah.
We are trans.
Yeah.
And when you consider too those figures about suicide, you're looking at about somewhere around 43. The figures go up and down. Mm. But then for lesbian gays, you're looking at 10 to 20%. So the pressure's really on us.
Yeah.
And for some reason, society just puts that much pressure on us. Mm. And often, too, with suicide, you find that people don't leave notes. because they're too ashamed. So it's a hidden figure. Mm. And even though society has made it legal to kill trans people, it doesn't work that way.
It's also suicide's quite a taboo topic as well. It's something that you don't see on the news because it happens every day, unfortunately. But it's just not put out there enough to make people aware that this is happening. And I loved Are You Okay Day, which was earlier in the year, and that's like what it's all about. It's about approaching people and just saying, "Hey, going? How are you?" Just preventing that isolation, which can lead to suicide. A lot of trans people are, too scared to sort of go out into the big wide world because they don't want to be picked on. So it's really nice to stay connected.
Yeah, and here in Australia, we're very fortunate that we've got a lot of support groups. There's laws to protect us, but unfortunately, we're still being pressured.
But it's unfortunate that in the news, that the only things that do pop up is, say, for example, the murder that happened up in Queensland. And then it isn't used the right gendering, the right, the way things are said.
Yeah.
And then next thing it goes into this massive storm
and it's forgotten all about was a loss of life.
But then we're the ones who look like idiots because we're trying to stand up for ourselves, but then we look like we're making all these noise.
Yep.
Yes.
But I think what's really important is actually we take today to really be our day to remember us, to really think about this kind of stuff and really reflect upon those people who are actually no longer with us. So with the Queensland incident, really a lot of bad things actually happened out of that, particularly with the reporting in the media. But look, let's take today to remember those who are no longer with us
And certainly send us a message.
Absolutely. We like messages.
We do like messages. 0427 JOY 949.
On air at joy.org.au.
Michelle is also doing a selfie project today, so make sure you get snapping and send those selfies in.
Exactly. Remember to hashtag the ally, or just hashtag ally project, and hashtag TDOR as well.
TDOR, excellent.
Absolutely.
Now, Ina, what else? You were telling us actually before about crows.
No, it was actually magpies.
Magpies, sorry.
When I was little and I had the other form, the male form, if ever I forgot to do up my fly, my mother would always say, "Look out, a magpie will get it." I always wished it did. But these days, whenever I hear the magpies caroling in the morning, it always makes me think of, the trans people I've known and some of the ones who have passed away. It just brings back that memory. So whenever I hear the old magpies, which they dawdle and go on, a bit like we do. look, it's a sad time, but it's also a joyous time. It's a time to celebrate, that we're alive, in my case, that suicide didn't succeed, and I'm enjoying life. So let's celebrate our lives as well as remember those dear ones who have gone.
That's right. You are listening to Our Day of Remembrance on Joy 94.9.
Right now is Ina. Now, Ina, one of the things we were talking about was some of the stats and some of the suicides and things. And one of the things that you brought to my attention was some of the things around why some of these people would consider committing suicide. And I'm not going to go into too much of the percentages, but it's just sort of everyday things that a trans person would go through. Things from like family chose not to speak or spend time with them, discrimination, victimization, or violence at school, work, and when accessing, say, healthcare. There's doctor, like in that case, meaning doctor or healthcare provider refused to treat them. There was physical or sexual violence at work and school, even disrespected and harassed by law enforcement officers. It's really surprising.
It's really right across the board, isn't it?
It is.
It's something that everyone else takes for granted. They can walk down the street. Nobody takes any notice. Yeah. We walk down the street, and sometimes these things can occur.
Yeah.
It's very rare, but it does happen.
Well, I even found myself today. Like, I've been personally full time since June. Look, I'm still early days. I'm a young girl in this whole thing.
Are you gorgeous?
We call it the teenage years. But I found myself that even though I walk around to the shops, I walk around with my kids to school, I walk around doing whatever, that I was boarding the train this morning, something I did 9 months ago, coming to the city just to start my day, and I had a moment of panic and fear, and I was like, wow, and here I am on the show talking about strength and courage and confidence, and those are the things that get us through this, and here I'm going, oh my God, people can fear, people can see me, they can tell, oh my God, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me?
Well, I've been 6 years, and every once in a blue moon it happens. Yeah. You think to yourself, oh, crumbs, but then I don't really care. Exactly. Because if people can't cope with me, well, I can't cope with them. So that's equal.
Yeah.
We are fortunate here that we are protected to a certain extent, but we've still got that inner fear. And it's funny, you'll go down somewhere, and in the back of your mind, you'll always have an escape plan, whether you like to think about it or not. It is there. So we do feel these pressures.
Well, on this day especially, and I'm going to make sure I say it, and you're talking about the Ally Project, the thing I'm pushing.
The Ally Project, absolutely. Right?
And talking about... just this day of remembrance. I honestly just want to say thank you to everyone. Maybe if you're listening, a lot listening, when you've come up and you actually said to me, oh my God, you're just gorgeous. I'm just so happy for you.
Yeah.
Thanks from all of us here, really.
Absolutely. Thanks. It's actually when people actually say those things, it's like means a lot.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah,
I love it. I fish for compliments all the time.
Of course, we look for it.
Well, it's like a self-affirmation thing, actually. Exactly. When we actually get actual people paying us compliments, it's like, oh, thank you so much. Yep. It means a lot, really.
Because when we look in the mirror, we're very critical of ourselves. So if somebody says something nice to us or we get a smile from somebody in the street, we think, wow, that's good.
Absolutely. And I think it's really quite a human condition, really, to be so self-conscious about ourselves, and particularly if you are trans or whatnot, just, you know, you want to go and blend in society, do your thing, and you just want to be a part of society as your regular affirmed gender as to what you believe that you are. And it's just like, you just want to fit. And when you get people saying things back to you, it's just like, I fit. Yeah. And that's great.
It's great, yeah.
And I never try to hide that I'm trans because, look, all these ones who have passed away in front of us, you know, have been killed for whatever reason. I'm proud to be with them and, to identify with them because they've been lovely people. They've been all sorts of people. They're just human.
Mm.
So I'm not ashamed of being who I am, and because to me that would almost deny them.
Yep.
Mm. You are listening to Our Day of Remembrance on Joy 94.9.
So actually in the studio today we have got a very special guest, the absolutely drop dead gorgeous Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? Lovely to finally meet you.
Well, this is the thing. Like, Vanessa and I have sort of been talking to each other on and off again on social media. And the ironic thing is we sort of live kind of close-ish to each other and everything else like that. But we just haven't had the opportunity of actually meeting up. So finally, yes, we get to meet you. So that's great. Welcome to our special show today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, it's great. So we wanted to probably understand more about yourself and sort of some of the things that you do and some of the achievements that you've actually had with being trans yourself as well.
Yeah, sure. So I've had a lot of highs and a lot of lows. I transitioned at the age of 14. I kind of left home, and home wasn't a very nice place to begin with. So I left home. I met up with some gays and lesbians in the Beat nightclub, and they kind of just took me in. And then I met Nicole Duval, who I call my trans mother.
Wow.
She got me on the hormones and took me to get my ears pierced and my eyebrows waxed and everything. And
I think getting the ears pierced is really sort of just one of those milestones.
It's a key moment.
It is a key moment.
It seems like at the beginning of night, we did that.
Yeah, it seems like every trans woman has a trans mother. A mentor takes them through it, introduces them.
But sadly, in 2011, she couldn't cope with the bullying and harassment anymore, and she sadly took her own life. So, I hadn't seen her for quite some time. I was 14 when I met her, and, I'd moved off to Sydney and then, to Melbourne and stuff, and she'd gotten on with her life, and things appeared to be very okay, but on the inside there was still so much hurt, and she was getting a lot of discrimination from the Queensland police. Even though she'd been in trouble with the law 20 years earlier, they were still using her male name, and just And then one day it just all got too much for her. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's probably one of the really hard things about being trans is when people use your unaffirmed name or misgender you deliberately just to get eyes or just to...
Just to get a reaction out of you so they can say, oh, you're mental.
No, you're not. It's actually not a mental
It's not. And to react to something, to react to the way a person treats you is normal. It's an absolutely normal reaction to be offended when you are misgendered or, you know, abused or,
yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So. Well, people don't realise that... that suicide attempts is actually elevated amongst those who disclosed to everyone that they are transgender. Like, it actually is.
So people who are out.
People are out. It is known. It is actually elevated there. Mm. You know, people don't realize that, you know, people must think that if you're on your own or, you know, don't have friends or something like that, but it's actually...
It's actually a lot higher.
If you are.
And so, like you said, you know, everything seemed fine.
Yeah.
And...
All of a sudden,
you know, there you go.
Yep. Mm. It just becomes too painful. And that's the thing, like, you know, and really for people such as ourselves who are trans, it's really important that we, you know, if we do feel that way, that we do get in contact with people such as Lifeline and those other support organisations who really are there to help us out and really through those difficult moments, because it is not easy being trans. And
even transgender depression and anxiety groups on Facebook, I find, you know, can help as well. Just talking to like-minded people about who are going through exactly the same thing and or have been through the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm, absolutely. Reach out. You can call Lifeline on 131114 or visit lifeline.org.au. And like I was saying the other day, it's so important just to check in with people. You know, are you okay? How are you feeling today?
Keep it going all year. Don't just do it the one day. Do it all over the year.
Absolutely.
Every day. I'll be harassing Michelle.
Please do. Please do.
You are listening to our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9.
So, coming back in the studio, well, one thing which is really important to us, we like to get messages.
You can get us either by email or via the app, which you can get off the App Store as well. Listen to us live there.
Yep, so Google Play and also iTunes App Store. Absolutely. Yep.
And don't forget...
That's really fun.
It is, actually. It's really good.
Yeah, and don't forget selfies.
And don't forget selfies.
Selfies.
Yes. Give us our hashtag. Hashtag Ally Project.
And
TDR.
Absolutely. Now, we're in the studio with us actually today. We've actually got, as I said before, the very beautiful, very, very beautiful Vanessa. And
I think Megan's got a crush.
Oh, no.
It's quite hurt. Do you feel jealous?
A little bit.
Okay. So we've got Vanessa here, and we actually are talking about Tudor. I suppose we want probably understand for yourself, what does really Tudor mean? I know we sort of really did touch on it just before with obviously your mentor who did actually pass away, but... Really, Tudor, what does it mean to you in terms of some of the things you do outside of, you know, the immediate?
So I actually used to do a little bit of work with ATSA in Queensland, the Australian Transgender Support Association of Queensland, when I was a lot younger. We used to go out to the universities and the police academies, and I'd sit in the audience, and Gina and Chrissy would get up there and they'd say, oh, and you know, you could have a transgender person sitting in the room with you and you would not ever even know.
Right.
And they'd ask me to stand up, and yeah, and then the people would be like, oh my gosh, like I was just sitting next to you. So yeah, and then I went off on explored other options, but I won the Miss Gay and the Miss Transsexual Australia pageant in 2012.
I can understand that.
And and since then, I kind of felt a little bit of a duty to give back something to the community in some kind of a way.
Yeah.
And so homelessness and suicide and depression have always been very close to me. Yeah, because not just because I've experienced it myself, but because of so many people that I know who have experienced it, and I really just want to get the recognition of today out there, because it a lot of people don't actually really know about Transgender Day of Remembrance.
I think probably within the normal society, it's really not quite relevant. It's not really sort of publicised.
Even Transgender Awareness Week or Transgender Day of Visibility, you know, people don't know about it. So my goal for this year is just really to get the promotion of the day out there.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's really important. So I know that sort of some of the things that you have been sort of involved with is actually working with organising a special celebration or special remembrance and memorial on this Saturday at the Greyhound. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
So it's going to be at the Greyhound, which is 1 Brighton Road, St Kilda. Mm-hmm. So it's from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple of speakers coming, one who's going to be on the show a little bit later. Amal. Yeah. And basically we're just going to have, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of Transgender Remembrance Day, what it means to me, the barriers that there are to reporting transgender hate crimes, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of barriers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like all crimes get recorded, but because unless a person has changed their sex on their birth certificate, their death will be recorded as male or female. It will not be recorded as transgender. So it's very difficult. Yeah, so it's quite hard to get up-to-date statistics.
Particularly in Australia.
Particularly in Australia, I have to say. America, Mexico, Philippines, places like that all have these big long lists, and
I think even Brazil as well. I think I've seen Brazil, online statistics actually coming from Brazil.
But we are quite lucky because we don't have as much of it, you know, happening over here. Mm. I think the death toll is highest amongst suicide rather than murder.
Yep.
So and that's something that we need to really remember. And also the thing that is important to remember is that hate crimes aren't just specific to trans or gender diverse or non-gender conforming people. Mm-hmm. But we are often forgotten, so that's why today is so important.
Yeah,
well, that's the point. I mean, others are known. We're forgotten along the way. So
absolutely, it's actually really so scary that, you know, it's such a prevalent thing really within the trans society. And look, anything I suppose that each of us can do to educate other people actually outside, into regular society is always a good thing.
That's right. So make sure you hashtag your selfies.
Absolutely.
Hashtag T-Dor.
Grab a trans friend. Give him a cuddle. Get a selfie.
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Just like the Trans Ally Project.
Yep.
Absolutely. There is a lot of selfies going on in the studio today. You are listening to our special Remembrance Day on Joy 94.9.
Our Day of Remembrance with our crew from Transpositions, our normal Tuesday night 9 o'clock team. This is Michelle. You got Kurt, Megan, and I'm talking to Vanessa at the moment. So Vanessa, just a bit of talk a bit more about the Greyhound event, and you're talking about the moments of silence.
Yeah, so we are having the memorial event 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on Saturday. We thought we'd make it Saturday so it's more accessible for people to come.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so basically we're just going to have a couple of speakers, some prayers, a poem, and we're going to finish the night at the event with a silent march to the St Kilda Botanical Gardens to release some blue and pink balloons.
Oh.
And yeah, and anyone that wants to write a message or a name on the balloon before releasing can do so. So I just thought that would be a nice
bit
touch
of colour.
Little bit of colour, because it's going to be a very emotional day, and a lot of people in there coming to the event are going to be feeling a lot of pain, and this is just kind of a little bit of a release. So I do urge anyone that has been affected by transphobic hate crimes or just wants to support our community to come along. It's a free event, everybody is welcome, and I'd love to see you all there.
Be amazing. We'll definitely post it onto the Facebook page and via Transpositions Joy.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. I'm actually really have a joy with that.
I just have to say a very quick thank you to Kiara at the Greyhound, who has really encouraged me to actually put this event on. Without her, it wouldn't be possible. So, thank you, Kiara.
It'd be amazing to see so many balloons. We just got to get so many people there and see so many balloons. Like, it'd be like loud without being loud.
Yeah.
I hope that maybe, the balloons might end up in, Sydney or something. Find it.
I did actually have to get council approval to release the balloons. I had to make sure that they are biodegradable and they have natural string. So.
I actually wondered that because it's sort of like littering in a balloon.
Yeah, I rang the St Kilda Council and asked if, and then they said, where are you marching from? Two blocks. And I was like, and they're like, oh, not a problem.
This is St Kilda Council.
We're not going to have the police here sort of watching you, Sam.
Oh, well, it's been fantastic talking to you today, Vanessa. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And we will see you at the Greyhound.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. This Saturday, 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. And at free entry, everybody is welcome.
Excellent. Awesome. We'll see all your faces there. Definitely. Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to our special day of remembrance on Joy 94.9.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. Joy 94.9 celebrates the T in GLBTI, the contribution trans folk have brought to our community, and we remember those no longer with us. Joy 94.9, celebrating our diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.